Last time, on the usual time.
Is Gundren over there?
I don't know, but we're gonna find out.
I'm not sure.
Even Alexa doesn't like that plan.
I'm gonna travel with the group in the trees.
Why are you doing that?
You don't know what it is about goblins, but you just have this knack for hitting them in the direct spot to crack spine from. So this just goes down. These wolves look hungry. They're chained up and they are kind of scrawny. Out of the corner of your eye, you just see this goblin corpse go flying past. And these ravenous wolves just descend on it and tear it to shreds.
Well, they're not hungry anymore. If you throw down that scimitar you got there, maybe I'll let you walk out of here.
I don't believe you. You've killed almost all of my friends. So you take a swing and nothing but air.
That's a one.
You take a swing with your offhand and this dagger goes flying. And you hear it go plop as it lands in the middle of this stream. You plunge your dagger into where you know the anatomical heart of a goblin would be.
Yes!
And withdraw and just see blood gushing from his wound, and he clutches his chest and falls over dead.
All right. I'm satisfied.
You guys are out of turn-based.
I look at Luna and I say, what's wrong with you?
These goblins are terrible creatures, and I'll kind of walk back to Shadow and be like, is there any more? Shadow. The cat.
I want to root around for my knife.
Yeah, you could poke around a little bit where you had seen it splash into the water, and with a little bit of effort, you'd be able to find it.
Yeah.
Shadow, you were being asked questions by Luna.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, I came back up after we slayed the last Jabberwocky. Goblin. We slayed the Jabberwocky and saved Narnia. Right. And I just came out to ask you if there was any more.
So I guess I would just, like, I'm still super excited. And, like, you'll get, like, a blank stare from me for a minute, like, with this big smile, like not comprehending what you're asking. And then, like, kind of, like, I settle down. Yeah, that's all I saw. I had one chase me. You guys missed it. I was on, you remember the bridge? I killed one on that bridge. It was like, yeah! And then I killed this one. You saw it. Hoyt, did you see this? This is awesome.
I'm not there.
It's Luna. Luna, tell Hoyt. Luna, tell Hoyt what I did.
I'm not there.
Hoyt is missing.
All right.
I will lightly shout down to the direction Hoyt was in and be like, Hoyt, Shadow wants to tell you about the goblin he killed.
I do not respond.
I just run. I sprint in that direction.
This guy hates us.
Okay, you sprint down this passageway next to the stream a little ways until you clearly see Hoyt waiting around in the stream looking for something.
Hoyt! I killed two goblins!
I will yell and say, why do you need to do that every time?
And...
more Jabberwocky.
Yeah, more Jabberwocky.
You're fine. Continue.
You sure? Because I'm going to keep going if this keeps going.
I will keep going. Keep yelling at me.
Actually, Shadow, he does got to have a point. Maybe you could tell us a little heads up before running after goblins next time.
What, you guys didn't see it?
I think that you might be the only one that can see in this place without this, and I point to the lantern that I picked up on the way back.
And I'm like, oh, right.
You got those fine peepers.
I'm very confused at that statement.
I want to crawl out of the stream with my knife and just sit against a wall.
Okay.
I'm sitting against a wall.
So these two are going back and forth with some banter, and you find a knife, sheath it, go sit.
So yeah, on the bridge, there's like, so there's another path, and there's more stuff. I didn't see anybody, but like, yeah, there's stuff, like passages and stuff. It's like this, but not the same. Yeah, you turn a corner, and then there's another corner, and then there's more passages. I don't know where they all go.
Hoy, do you hear that? There's more passages.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And, I didn't see anybody, but then I killed that goblin, and, like, that was awesome.
I think we should follow those passages. I think that's where we should go. The way you were going before, what do you think, Hoyt?
I think you should, too.
I'm like, well, let's go, Hoyt, come on. This way, and I point.
I'm gonna sit this one out. You guys go check it out.
Well, why is that?
Because, for some reason, everything seems to go to shit around you people.
You see the tragic fall of a smile, and like my ears droop. What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? I've wound up in how many fights now because of you? I'm not a fighter. Gunter just said I had to help get some stuff someplace. I wasn't actually supposed to do any fighting.
Well,
those weren't really fights.
What do you mean? You have killed people. I have killed people.
Well, I mean, the goblins.
My jaw drops.
They attacked us.
Just drops. Said.
That is true. They did attack us. Remember?
And now
you were there.
You talk, and my head drops in defeat.
Come on, Gundren's probably over here, and I like grab your arm and try to, and I pull you up.
I'm gonna shrug it off and be like, "Get away from me."
What check do I have to do to not like?
Can I get a contest of strength?
15.
6.
You try to sit back down, and Shadow just yanks you straight up onto your feet.
I immediately shove him.
Okay. I let it happen.
Another strength contest.
Yeah, I let it happen.
Oh, okay. So you yank Hoyt up onto his feet, and he shoves you back into the stream, and you fall on your back into the water.
Huh. Someone that needs to go trekking through the woods at night to find someone, but then isn't willing to do what it takes to save them. Huh.
I'm gonna look at her.
I gasp.
I'm gonna look at her with dry eyes and just straight say, I didn't say I wasn't gonna look. I was just gonna go the opposite direction of you guys.
No, we gotta stick together. We're a team. Gundren trusted all of us as I'm like, I do that cat shake of the water off me.
Well, I'm not a big fan of caves, so I'm gonna go find him and get out of here. Shadow, you wanna come walk this way? You seem like you know where you were going.
So Hoyt's not coming?
Guess not.
I look really sad.
Don't worry, he'll find his way.
And I start walking like slowly up the back into the room to go up the thing.
Okay, so right now, Hoyt, you're about under where the bridge is. Shadow and Luna, you're walking around up this embankment into the cavern that you had been in before.
While they were exiting, I was doing the classical watching them go, but acting like I'm not watching them go, like a child kind of does thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to take about 3 or so minutes of just continuing to wring out my clothes while I mutter and curse myself, don't even care what happens to him, blah, 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 blah. And then I am going to slink after them slowly, staying out of sight.
Okay, so if he's taking minutes to do this, you guys would cross the bridge, On the other side of the bridge, as you know, Shadow, there's another passageway going into the side of this cavern. You can see lots of lights coming from this cavern. As you're approaching it, you can definitely hear multiple voices.
I'm going to dim my lantern all the way, just off. Okay. So I like to go full-on stealth here and try and get closer to the edge of the cavern, but not in the very light area, so I could get a better...
Yeah, sure. So you want to just try and get a decent vantage point into the room without being seen?
Absolutely.
Stealth check.
That's not the greatest. That is a 10.
Okay. As you approach, you trip a little bit, and as you step next to it, you collapse a bit of the floor, and it makes a quite a bit of noise. You hear one of the voices say, "Hey, you, go check that out." And then I need initiative rolls from all of you.
That'll be 17.
Okay.
17.
Who's got higher dex?
2.
3.
Okay.
8.
Shadow, it is your turn. What do you want to do?
I look with, like, big eyes, like, alarmed eyes at Luna for when she made the noise. And then I move forward.
You can clearly see there's 4 goblins on the bottom of this embankment.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Oh, hell.
And these 4 on guard goblins are just staring at the entrance to this cavern with one of them slowly approaching. They have now seen you.
Shit. I'm going to go back to Luna and be like, "Luna, older goblins!"
I'll smile.
I put my dagger away. I will equip my quarterstaff.
Okay.
Sure. And then my turn.
That means it's Luna's turn. Luna, you see Shadow make his way a little bit in front of you, just peek out around this corner. Shadow comes back and puts his dagger away and equips a staff. What do you do?
Well, then I'm actually just going to take a ready action, and this goblin that is allegedly maybe coming this way, I'm going to blast it with Eldritch Blast.
Okay, you can do that. End of turn.
Yep, that should be good.
So we'll say them getting to this point took about maybe 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of them kind of going slow and steady.
Alrighty.
And then once they saw the cavern creeping up on it, what do you think you'd be doing at this point?
I'm still skulking. So I had to have
clothes out.
I'm done wringing my clothes out, and I needed some kind of light. And it just might be a lesson in futility, but I'm going to take out a candle and see if I can't get it going with my tinderbox, which probably will be another 5 minutes, so who knows? I really might be out and done with this.
Roll a survival check for me. Yeah, you get this lit deftly. No problem at all.
Okay, so after candle going, and that's my light source. It's great. Candle. Woo! And then I know the direction that they went, so I'm going to do my best to essentially just follow after them quietly, because I essentially am too prideful to really want them to even know that I'm following them.
He can smell my perfume.
Just based on where you are in the cave and the direction the bridge is and where they came from, you could probably figure out pretty easily where they went.
Perfect. Just perfect.
And you can smell my perfume.
No.
Goblin's turn. So there was one goblin that said, "You, go check that out." And then you popped into the room briefly, Shadow, and saw one of the goblins making your way, and he definitely noticed you. So he'd round the bend quickly and trigger Luna's ready action.
And we're off. That will be a 17.
17 will hit. Roll damage.
9er. Blue light coming your way, baby.
Okay, so your ready action is triggered as soon as this goblin comes rounding the corner towards you guys. You throw your hands together and utter whatever incantation conjures this tidal wave of force that emanates from your hands, and you blow this guy back 10 feet against this embankment, and he hits his head on the back of it and just slumps down dead. You would hear various cries come from the room. We're under attack! These other goblins all pull out their weapons. Neither of you can see this. They all take defensive stances and hold tight where they're at.
I'm gonna look at Shadow. Did you see that? I got him!
So, Shadow, you saw Luna just basically Kamehameha this guy into the wall behind him.
I look over at her and I'm like, oh, like awesome, like really, really excited, impressed face. And I twirl my quarterstaff and I start walking in the room.
Okay, you round the corner into this room. 10 feet above you, you can see there's another goblin peering down on you. This one seems a little bit larger, and he's wearing decent armor. In front of you, you have three goblins grouped pretty tightly together, all with scimitars drawn. What do you want to do?
All right. I just get to striking range of this first one, and I'm like, let's see how this thing works on goblins. And I take a two-handed attack at the first one with my quarterstaff.
Okay, go ahead and roll attack.
18.
18 will hit. Roll damage.
That'll be 4 damages.
You take a swing at this guy, and you just catch him straight across the side of the face with this pole. And he cries out in pain and clutches his face. He looks like it really rattled him, but he's not dead.
Yeah, I will stand tall and be like, awesome.
Okay, so you whack this guy across the face with this pole and maybe whip it around a little bit and then stake it right into the ground in front of you and do like this super proud pose. Anything else?
No, it's my turn.
Would mean it is Luna's turn. You saw Shadow run into this room, pole drawn, and heard a thud as it connected with Facebone.
I'm going to... I was hoping there wouldn't be so many of them. There's so many of them. Why is there so many Gerblins in here? I'm going to cast Eldritch Blast on one of the arrow guys.
Okay.
And that's 19.
19 will hit.
And that is 8 damage.
Your Eldritch Blast just connects immediately with its target and blows this goblin like onto its back, and you don't see it, but you also don't see it get back up.
Yeah, I'm going to end my turn here.
Hoyt, it is your turn. You are at the mouth of this little passageway that exits onto the bridge. You want to just keep moving towards
Yep. The
you think they went. You make it across the bridge and a good ways into this passage on the other side. And you can hear the sounds of a scuffle up in front of you. There's energy blasts going off and people getting hit with sticks.
Dash action, I want to get to the bend but not around it, like enough that I can look around it and see what's going on.
With your dash, you can make it to where Luna misstepped and sent rocks sprawling down this shaft.
That's end turn, that's fine.
Okay, goblin's turn. The bigger goblin would see one of his friends having been just blasted into the side of this cliff face that he's standing on, or embankment. And then shortly thereafter, a giant catman ran into the room and attacked one of his cohorts, and a woman shortly after that ran into the room and blasted another one of his friends. He would see all this and say, "Give up now, we have your friend," and he would kind of disappear over the top of the embankment. That would be about it for him. Shadow, the one that you hit with your pole, will take a swing at you with his scimitar. It will hit you for 5 damage. It really connects, but you are probably double its height, so it's going to hit you like in the leg or something.
Ow.
The one behind him will move around to get a position on you as well. That one will miss terribly, takes a swing, and almost hits his buddy. The remaining one that's on the bottom of this cavern will move and take a swing at Luna. This will hit you for 6 damage.
Ouch.
Slashing damage. It connects pretty well. There was one more with a bow. Who will miss completely and try to take a shot at Luna, but it just goes wild and hits the wall behind you. That is it for goblins. That means it will be Shadow's turn again. Shadow.
I will disengage. Luna, we gotta find Hoyt. And I'm gonna use my feline agility bonus action to haul ass out of the room.
You'll round this corner, taking about 15 feet of movement, and you'll see Hoyt standing there looking meekly into the room.
I skid it to a stop, like around, like past him, like I move by him and slide to a stop.
Okay.
And I'm like, "We need your help. There's a big goblin in there, and those scimitars still really hurt." And I move a little bit, or I move to like this, I move behind him, and I end my turn.
Okay. Luna, you see Shadow disengage from the goblin that, or goblins that had been attacking him. You now have the one attacking you directly in front of you. The one that appears to be leading them has disappeared over the cliff face, and then if you turned around, which I don't know if you would do, you would see Shadow, and now probably hear Shadow talking to Hoyt.
I'm going to disengage and use my full movement to try and escape some of this action here.
So you disengage about 10 feet behind you. You run into Shadow and Hoyt in the passageway conversing.
I'm going to go past them and then say, "There are goblins coming." End turn.
Hoyt, your turn. Both your compatriots have taken hits and turned around and hightailed it from the room.
I'll do my classic sigh to myself and just frustration and defeat. And I'll say, "Well, why am I not surprised?" As I wheel around this corner, and I guess I'm gonna be flinging some things.
All right, yeah, from where you're at, you don't have to move a whole lot. You can stay basically where you're at almost and have clear line of sight on this one that had been attacking Luna.
Okay. Thrown it. It's a 14.
14 misses.
And the second one.
Uh-huh.
That's a 22.
That will hit.
And that's 6 piercing damage.
All right, you chuck this dagger, and it hits this guy just square in the shoulder, sticking out of him. He's bleeding a lot. He cries out in pain and goes down to one knee, but he's not killed.
And then I duck back around the corner.
That's fine. So you move back a little ways into the passage until he's out of sight.
Yeah, essentially just enough that ranged attacks aren't being volleyed my way.
Okay. All right. So this one you just struck would get up and, in a rage, chase after you. It's so just blind set on attacking you, it would storm right past Shadow towards you and take an attack of opportunity from Shadow.
Nice.
That was nice.
That was nice. So this is just a regular attack roll?
Yeah. With whatever you have equipped.
The 14?
14 will miss.
I guess I missed then.
So this thing rushes past Shadow, who tries to take an attack on it and misses, and it will not be able to reach you. So it's now interposed in the passageway between you and Shadow. Maybe it didn't even notice that Shadow took a swing. It's so enraged with the pain you just caused it. And the other two scimitar-wielding ones, one of the ones that has taken damage from Shadow will also rush into the passageway behind his friend. He'll run up on Shadow, and he won't just blaze right past you, but he'll almost run into you, stop, and try and take a swing at you. And he will hit four.
Oh, no!
Four. Four lots of damage. He'll hit for 6 damage.
Okay. I am -5. So death saves forthcoming.
Okay. Shadow death save.
12.
Okay. One save. After that, Luna.
So I'm going to turn kind of to Hoy a little bit and say, looks like we're going to have to lead him out of here, taking shots at him. And I'm going to make a ranged spell attack on the one that was coming after him.
Okay, you can certainly do that.
19.
19 hits.
Big whammy. That's 7 damage.
Your Eldritch Blast hits this thing, and it's
I can kill with.
Its chest is just caved in instantly, and it falls over dead.
I'm now going to kind of move back so I can keep out of, not like super far, but I want to keep out of range of the scimitar one as I've seen these guys move, so.
So you back up a little ways further around this corner until he's not visible.
All right, end turn.
Your full movement, but yeah, okay, end turn. Hoyt, what do you want to do? You just saw Luna blast this one that had been chasing you, and now 15 feet in front of you where Shadow was, he's now on the ground with another goblin wielding a scimitar standing over him.
Is there a weapon of some sort on the floor somewhere?
Let's see.
Whether it be from the goblin that died or from Shadow.
Yeah, directly in front of you, the one that Luna just killed is a scimitar on the ground that this goblin had.
I guess I'm going to do some sort of tuck and roll, or I don't know, some sort of fancy maneuver, I think, in which I grab a hold of this as I make for the goblin that I can see, and I pick up this weapon.
Sure. We'll say that you're equipping it, so it'll take some of your movement, but you'd still be able to reach it. It's not a long distance.
Okay. And then I will attack.
Certainly. Roll for attack.
So I roll a 6.
You miss quite badly.
Right.
End of your turn, goblin's turn. The one directly in front of you now will take a swing at you. What's your AC?
14.
He will hit 4.
Oh no.
5 damage. As far as you guys know it, that is the end of the goblin's turn. Shadow, death save.
4.
So, yeah. Come back,
that's
buddy.
That's 1 negative, 1 positive. Luna.
Light comes closer.
Your turn.
I'm going to try and Eldritch Blast him. Can I get in line of sight of that?
Yeah, I will say you're able to maneuver yourself so you would have a clear shot. Okay, yeah, they do have leather armor on.
Okay. Rolling for a damn attack. Ooh, 17.
Flat. 17 hits.
9.
Much like this last one, you this guy is square in the chest, and as soon as your blue force attack hits his chest, you see it just kind of cave in, and blood squirt out his mouth, and he falls on his back dead.
I guess I gotta end my turn. I mean, I'm gonna say to Hoyt here, we gotta either get Shadow out of here, or we gotta find a way to take the rest of those goblins down. I think there's at least 2 or 3 more. And then I'm gonna end turn.
Okay. Hoyt, you would have heard this.
I immediately dropped the scimitar because I hate it.
All right.
And probably will clutch at this wound, which for just because I want it to be, I would think it's like in my side or something. And I turn and I look at her. I'm like, yeah, great. Do you feel like hefting that gigantic thing?
Good point.
Honestly, talking and kind of just holding my wound right now, that probably would be my whole turn. I'm in pain.
So you're kind of in pseudo turn-based right now. Shadow, can I get another death save from you? Are you guys, like, doing anything at all about his wounds? You'd see he's on the ground, not moving.
I mean, if we're in pseudo turn-based, I would, talk to Hoyt and I'd ask him if he has any, like, if he knows any if he has any medical training or anything like that. Otherwise, I would ask him to cover me while I try and stabilize Shadow.
Yeah, lots of healing skills out on the streets.
Okay,
alright, get to it. And I guess I would pick up the dagger that was in the bad guy that's dead in front of me?
Yep, that one came rushing at you. You'd be able to get one of your daggers back.
Yep.
Can I get a medicine check from you then, Luna?
That's a 7.
You attempt at first to stop the bleeding, but what you're doing doesn't seem to be working. Shadow, give me a death roll.
5.
Roll wisely.
So, 2 negatives, 1 positive.
No, 2 and 2. I just made one when you took it out of turn-based.
You're 2 and 2. Okay, sure. I'll let you make another medicine check, Luna.
Okay. That one is a 13.
All right, with a 13, you're able to staunch the bleeding. So, yeah, you're stabilized. You're not up yet. From inside this cavern, you hear,
you cowards, are you not going to come and save your friend?
So, based on what that message right there was, I would say I probably have a fire in my belly. because, I mean, I would instantly think it's Gundren. So Shadow's unconscious right now?
Yes.
I would take any and all daggers off of Shadow's person, and I'm about to go full solo suicide mission if necessary.
2 daggers.
Okay.
Alright, that's 3 total. Feeling good about this. Numbers are increasing. So I put 1 in, I don't know, 1 of my sheets somewhere, and I got 2 in, or 1 in each of my hands, and I'm like, well, do what you gotta do. I say to Luna, and I walk.
Dun dun dun.
All right, you round the corner back into this room. As you enter, you can clearly see the slightly larger goblin is clutching the battered and beaten body of a human that you don't recognize, and due to the beating he's taken, you might not recognize him even if it was someone you knew. He's holding him out over the ledge, so he basically looks like he aims to drop this guy.
I have a proposition for you and your friends.
I literally just grunt at him.
You say,
do I get to come out?
You can do whatever you want.
I'd like to come out.
Okay. So you come out. You probably hear this as well.
I just want to be standing in like the most menacing badass pose ever. Just like,
I would like to join almost like a mimicking stance after I see him go into it.
Okay.
And then I would like to say, that's probably a good idea for you.
I will let this human go on one condition. You see, my boss, I wish to take control of this goblin horde, and he is standing in my way. If you will agree to take him out for me, I will give you this human back. Alive. What
human?
Say you?
Human? Who? What? Where's the dwarf?
I said I'd give you this human back. We no longer have the dwarf.
What do you...
Where
is he?
Yeah, okay. She asked the question. I'll wait for the answer.
Where is he?
Yeah, what happened to the dwarf?
I don't know what Clark did with the dwarf. All I know is I have this human, and he's going to die unless you agree to my terms.
Am I awake yet?
Give me a constitution roll.
Just a saving throw?
Huh? No, yeah, just a flat constitution.
12?
You have 1 HP.
You gonna take all the names from Adventure Zone?
Clark is in the book.
Is he really? Oh, yeah. Even better!
So, I'm awake.
I'm just gonna straight up say, where is this Clark?
He's back across the bridge, and then up the steps.
I leave.
So, this Clark, you say, took the dwarf, and you just don't know what happened to him.
All I know is we raided these two guys, and they went down fairly easily, and we took all their stuff. What Clark decided to do with the dwarf after that is his own business.
I like your style. I think this can be mutually beneficial to both of us.
Oh?
Is he a goblin like yourself?
A goblin? No, Clark is a bugbear.
And I kind of make like a little disgusted face, but I'm assuming I'm far enough away where you can basically not tell. Alright, well, I guess we're going to go pay this Clark fella a visit. It would be wise for you to tell the rest of your friends to leave us alone while we are in this cavern.
Seems like you are at the quite the disadvantage when it comes to me and my friends. Now go, kill Clark, come back, you'll get this human.
I'm going to head back into the hallway, and what do I see? Do I see Hoyt and or Shadow?
You'd probably see Shadow. Maybe at this point he's sitting up, propped against the wall. I don't know, Shadow. What are you doing?
My side really hurts. I have way less energy than normal. Oh, and wow. I see Luna, and I'm like, "Oh hey, did you guys win?"
I'm gonna grab his bow staff and hand it to him, and say, well, we didn't lose.
But what? Where's my stuff?"
I'm gonna say, "Oh, Hoyt kind of took a couple of your daggers, I believe, and he kind of went off that way. So maybe I should explain to you what happened while you were up.
What are you doing while this is happening?"
So exciting. What? Me?
What are you doing while they're doing this?
Oh, I'm on the Fast Track Express. Right for this Batty Betty. No, because I'm going to want to get there. If I can get surprise, I'm going to want surprise. But, like, I'm not really going slow, necessarily. Like, I'm going normal speed. Just like,
Alright,
so... I'm going to make bad decisions.
Within half a minute going quickly, you'd be able to make it back to this, the cavern that's had the two tanks of were dammed up wells of water. And there's the stairs going up into the chamber that none of you have been in yet.
Uh-huh. What does it look like? Is it lit or anything?
Yeah, there's it's well lit and there's a lot of light coming from it. Strangely, you don't hear any noise coming from it.
Okay, then when I get to the stairs, I'm gonna be creeping up the stairs, and I'm looking to get a look-see.
You don't hear much going into this room. Maybe some snarls of a wolf, or what you assume to be a wolf based on previous knowledge.
Hmm.
You climb up these stairs, and are you doing it, like, do you want to make a stealth check?
I can do that.
Yeah, let's have you make a stealth check.
That's a 9.
So you climb up these stairs, and sitting in a large chair across the chamber that you're looking into, you see a large figure that's very, very hairy, humanoid still, wearing leatherish armor and wielding a giant club. He's just hanging out in this chair, hasn't noticed you yet. If you look to your right, there is a goblin just milling about, minding its own business in this room. And then in the middle of this room, is a wolf. It's not chained up. As you crest the top of the stairs, its ears perk up and it looks in your direction. It's noticed you, but it hasn't made any noises yet. What do you want to do?
Oh, this is three baddies. This could be terrible. This could be a really bad idea.
Spring the trap.
I'm throwing dagger one at the goblin.
Oh god, this is happening.
Okay, make an attack.
Hold on, there's more to this.
Oh sure.
I'm throwing dagger two at Clarigipu. So
okay.
Yeah. This is just being boom, boom. And I get advantage of unseen attacker, so I'm at advantage. All right, gonna do the goblin first.
Uh-huh.
That is a 15.
15 hits.
Okay. 10 damage.
You sink your dagger directly between its shoulder blades, and it has no idea what's happened. You see it tense up, fall over dead.
Perfect. And now against Clark. First roll was a 23. Second roll is lower than that.
Yeah, you'll hit with that one.
And I do 9 damage. Where is Gundren? And then I turn and go back down the steps about, 20 or so. I want to be able to see the top of the steps. So as far, as much of my movement as I can do and still see the steps.
I know okay, what's initiative roll from you, please.
Woo!
And I guess from you other two.
4.
17.
Nope, 7. 7, sorry.
11.
Alright, so you do your thing. This wolf, you wouldn't see it. It would get up and come after you.
Right.
It will make it to you. Comes dashing down these steps. And it looks pissed you just attacked its master.
You shouldn't have did that.
Alright, it will take a bite at you. And lucky for you, it will miss. That is the end of the wolf's turn. Luna, you have no idea what's going on halfway across this cavern, but it is your turn. What are you doing at this point?
I mean, I think it's kind of fair to say that we get something to do while he had, like, all that time to go in there and make a decision, right?
Yeah, we'll say you guys have maybe 2 minutes to decide what you're doing while all that was going on.
Alright, I would like to... I'm going to say, tell Shadow, I know you're not really in any condition to do a whole lot here, but I think we gotta go stop him from making a mistake. The big goblin in there said they'd give us some human if we killed their boss, and according to that goblin, he's a bugbear, which sounds disgusting.
He's a what?
He's a bugbear! He's a what? And,
I rub my head a little, like, I don't understand.
I don't know if I understand either, to be honest. The goblin also said that the bugbear had Gundren, so I think that, our friend Hoyt might make a hastily decision. I think we should go after him. What say you?
What say you? I stand up and be like, they got Gundren?
It sounds that way.
Minute 25 has passed at this point.
Alright, well, I guess we should go. Do you really think they'll give us both of them if we beat, like, wait, why are we, who's the human? What?
I don't know.
They just gonna, we gotta go kill one of their friends to get
the goblins.
Man.
He's attacking them right about now.
Goblins.
Alright, well, I don't know. Hopefully they're not any tougher, because I'm... My chest hurts.
I'm gonna stop you there. Hoyt, it's your turn.
Hey, I'm doing things. So this wolf came after me. Did I see any approach from... What's his face?
Not yet.
Hairy butt munch. Not yet. Intriguing. So I have a wolf in front of me. It's gnarly. So I'm looking to draw some weapons here. And then attack with them. 14.
14 hits.
That's going to be 4, 7.
It's hurting. It's still alive.
Alright, good thing I have a second attacky poo. That's gonna be a 19.
Okay, 19 hits.
Bugger, just a 1.
One
damage.
Okay, it's still alive, a little bit more hurt looking than before.
Slight scratch. The slightest of scratches.
As you end your turn, you'll see Clark reach the top of the stairs, and he'll look down and he'll say, "Kill him, Ripper!" He'll raise his giant club above his head menacingly and like just start cheering his dog on. That will be the end of Clark's turn. Shadow, what do you want to do? You're still conversing with with yeah. Luna, so you got 6 seconds to make him count.
Where'd you stop that conversation?
I guess start walking. Normal speed.
Okay. You guys will make it to the bridge. Well, I assume that's where Luna's
going. Yeah, I'm going to say that I'm going to do the exact same thing on my turn, so.
Okay. You make it to the bridge. Anything else? If you're dashing, you can make it further, but I don't know if you're dashing.
I'm not dashing unless Luna decides we dash.
I don't see a point in dashing.
Okay, fine. No dash. You guys make it to the bridge. That'll be Wolfie's turn. This one will hit you.
You're dead for sure, though.
He's gonna hit for 4 damage, and can I get a strength saving throw?
It won't matter, I'll be at 0.
Okay! End of Wolf's turn. Luna, you're at the bridge with Shadow, which
keep walking.
I guess would be the end of your movement, technically. Clark would see that his pet wolf had just downed you, and he'd be like, "All right, Ripper, you got him!" And, he'd beckon him back into his chamber, maybe make his way over to the dead goblin and end his turn. Wolf goes back up and lays back down where it had been. For sake of time, we'll say you guys can see Hoyt lying unconscious at the bottom of this floor here. You don't see Clark, you don't see the wolf.
I'm going to creep into the room, I guess, once I see that he's on the floor and, like, look around to see if I can figure out why he's on the floor.
I guess I'm going to cautiously, stealthily go up the stairs.
Stealth check, then?
15.
As you enter the cavern, you'll see to your right, there's a giant, well, not giant, but a quite large hairy creature that has picked up this dead goblin, and it's throwing it down a pit across the room to your right. The wolf, you'll notice, is straight in front of you, 15 feet, laying down by the fire. It looks pretty beat up, but it's still alive. As you crest the stairs, Clark will turn to you and say, "Another one! Would you like to meet your end at Ripper's hand, too?"